The state legislature opened the door to flying fireworks last year. The list of approved fireworks grew. Last summer found relatively cool and damp conditions in many communities. This week's possibility of a tinderbox may cause some communities to postpone or even cancel shows. It's already happened in a few central Kentucky towns. State Fire Marshal Bill Swope says some local governments have made modifications.
Some have instituted noise ordinances. Others have banned particular types of fireworks. So it's a little bit of everything that we're seeing.
Swope says the state law approved more than a year ago gave local communities flexibility in regulating fireworks. Lexington Fayette Urban County Councilmember Kevin Stennett admits some regs will be very difficult to enforce.
Cannot be within 200 feet of any other person, vehicle, or structure. And obviously that's very difficult in a residential neighborhood to find 200 feet of distance. That's where the issue is. And that's part of the state law. That's not a local ordinance, but that's part of the state law in our local ordinance.
Lexington's local law permits setting off fireworks until midnight on the 3rd and 4th of July. Fire officials are scheduled to meet this morning to consider any fireworks modifications related to the extremely dry conditions. An announcement is anticipated this afternoon. The current law prohibits their use after 10 o'clock the days leading up to the 4th and after the holiday.
Everyone's going to be able to celebrate the 4th within reason, but those people that go beyond midnight and those people that have excessive issues, our police will respond.
Stennett says fireworks retailers are not allowed to sell their products to anyone under age 18, and they must have the appropriate seller's permit. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.